USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's legal team has issued its response ahead of opening arguments in his impeachment trial, while House Democrats laid out their case, saying the president has abandoned his oath and betrayed the public trust. The White House plans a couple of different defense strategies, arguing the impeachment articles allege no violation of law. The Senate trial is a product of a flawed process of the House, and the case collapses on the facts.
They're trying to impeach the son of a bitch. Can you believe that?
On Capitol Hill, House impeachment managers filed a trial brief establishing the president is guilty of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. It follows a document dump on Friday by Democrats with even more evidence from Lev Parnas, who's an associate of President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. This is USA Radio News.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
A huge winter storm is blowing across the country and heading east. Minnesota and Iowa were hard hit. Also, the Dakotas. Jordan Osterberg is in Sioux Falls.
We have a few inches of snow on the ground, but as cars drive by, cars are still getting stuck trying to get through. I know there's a no travel advisory in Sioux Falls, but that hasn't stopped people apparently.
And an avalanche at Alpine Meadows Ski Resort in Lake Tahoe killed one skier and seriously injured another. KOVR-TV's Rachel Wolf.
The avalanche and the fatality had many taking extra precautions.
Like, made sure before any line I went down just to see what the snowpack level was.
Three U.S. airports will be screening passengers coming from central China for a new virus that has sickened dozens, killed two, and prompted worries about an international outbreak. The checks will happen in international airports in New York, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
15 parents who are still fighting charges that they illegally paid a fixer to get their children into elite universities could be split into three separate trials. USA's John Hunt reports.
Federal Magistrate Judge Paige Kelly from the District of Massachusetts compared the case to a recent prosecution of MS-13 gang members where the large group was split into smaller groups and trials were held one after the other for months. A final status hearing has been set for June 15th when the defendants will for the first time face District Court Judge Nathaniel M. Gorton, who previously made it clear he expects to get the trials done before the end of 2020. Among the parents still fighting the charges are actress Lori Loughlin and her fashion designer husband, Massimo Giuliani. They have pleaded not guilty to fraud, bribery, and money laundering conspiracy charges for allegedly paying $500,000 to fixer Rick Singer and a University of Southern California Athletic Department official to get their two daughters special admission into the college. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
During the Friday night wildfire relief benefit concert in Australia, an original member of the Wiggles, Greg Page, went into cardiac arrest as he left the stage. Off-duty nurse Grace Jones saved his life.
He wasn't breathing, so I just went in and I did a little bit of CPR, and then someone handed me the defibrillator, and then we shocked him.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.